The National Flood Insurance Program was established more than 50 years ago to help homeowners in places where insurance was either unavailable or too expensive. But starting today, the government is adjusting rates for homeowners across the country, including nearly 60,000 in Massachusetts. WBUR's Simone Rios reports this morning on what the changes will mean for people in the Bay State.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency said most homeowners in Massachusetts will see rate cuts or only modest increases, but 12% will see a rate increase of more than $120 in a year. And some of those people could face far steeper increases. Mark Albatuno is a real estate agent in Hull, a peninsula on the South Shore where many residents have flood insurance.
The flood insurance premiums, if they go up substantially, can impact the middle and lower class people who may live near the water, have been in their homes for many, many years, and are struggling just to pay their taxes, regular homeowners insurance, and then the flood insurance on top of that.
Federal data shows a quarter of residents with flood insurance in Hull will see rate hikes of $120 this year. And that's just the rate increase for the first year. FEMA can only increase rates up to 18% annually, so the government plans to stretch out the increases over several years for some homeowners facing the biggest hikes. Some politicians in coastal areas have raised alarm about the potential rate increases. But critics say the subsidies encourage development in flood-prone areas that never should have been developed in the first place.
We've been subsidizing disaster for the past 50 years. We are not bringing in flood insurance premiums anywhere close to what we're paying out.
That's Deanna Moran of the Conservation Law Foundation. Moran says many of the rates were based on old flood maps, sometimes 40 or 50 years old, that are no longer accurate. And the potential threat from flooding has only gotten worse in many areas because of climate change, which has produced more severe storms and rising sea levels. Moran says the government is now using a new model that will take a more realistic view of the risks to set insurance premiums.
They're going to be looking at flood frequency, claim history, whether or not you've experienced multiple types of floods, like I said, the distance you are to a water body, and then kind of individual property characteristics to understand what your structure's premium should be.
And experts say some people facing the biggest rate increases probably weren't paying enough in the past to cover the full risk of living near the water's edge. Joe Rossi leads the Massachusetts Coastal Coalition and is a local authority on flood insurance.
You're actually seeing buildings that may not have been elevated as high as they should have been. They're seeing some of the increases.
Rossi says the new model is more accurate and nuanced than the old one. He says the government's challenge now is to get that message across to policyholders. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.